Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is Thursday, first day of December. Here we go. Christmas season is here. No more arguing about whether people should put the lights up and have their tree up. It's go time. Nice to have you with us here on Drive Time with DeRussia. Every Thursday we do DeRussia Eats, where we meet some of the interesting people in the local food and drink scene. And today we have a guy I feel like... Jesse Held, we've known each other for more than 10 years.
Start of Iron Bartender is when we first met.
That was
2008?
2008, yeah. And that was, so you, let's give people a sketch of your career.
How much time do you have?
Right now, you have just opened Earl Giles.
Correct.
Which, as a brand, has been around for a bit, but you just opened a beautiful oasis of a distillery, cocktail room, and a restaurant. So many plants in there. You feel, if you want to escape the winter, it feels like you've traveled somewhere.
Yeah, I think we're, like I told you earlier, we're dubbing it as like the indoor patio.
It's great.
If you want to escape what's outside right now.
Which you do.
Which you do. Yeah, we made it, Jeff and I made it kind of the oasis, as you put it, to get away from the Minnesota winter with all the plants and stuff, yeah.
I always think of you as one of the original craft cocktail people in this town. We first met when you were running a cocktail competition out of Bellanote.
Yeah, oh my gosh, remember. Yeah. Yeah.
I sort of miss Bellanote.
Do you, though?
It was the place... for a time, it was the hot
spot. It was the place to be seen, for sure.
Yes. Yes. I was a peon at that time. Now I've returned to peon status. There was a time that maybe I was in the CMB scene crowd. But it was sort of like a little taste of a big city club restaurant.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Bellanote was one of those places where, you know, Timberwolves games, that's where everybody went pre and post game. Like, that was the place to be and to be seen.
And so how did you go from, I mean, the reality is there are a group of people who were in the bar scene in the late 2000s mm-hmm. who took, you know, our bar scene, great beer scene, but from cocktail perspective, it was a pretty, like, it was your, mm-hmm. you know, espresso martini, not the fancy version, the 2000s version. It was vodka lemonade. I mean, if people were getting crazy, they'd order a Cosmo, to this sort of craft cocktail movement.
That is a really easy story, and I can tell you exactly when it happened. Not when it happened, but how it happened. Walking down East Lake Street, looking for a place to go have a bite and a drink, there is a small little diner called Town Talk Diner, and wanted to check it out. Walked in there, met Tim Nyber for the first time. Nick Kosovich for the first time, saw what they were doing, and I wanted to do that with all my fiber in my body. That's what I wanted to do. And that first interaction at Talent Talk Diner changed my whole career path, my whole everything.
Jesse Held is with us. He's the one of the owners of Earl Giles. That bar, that restaurant also, like, was the first time I ever had, you know, more of a something beyond a Tom Collins mm-hmm. or a gin and tonic, and changed the way I looked at drinks and the skill that a bartender brings, but also that hospitality touch. Town Talk was a sort of place that if you'd go, when Alyssa and I would show up, if there were two open seats, Nick or whoever was working the bar or Tim would ask people to get up. So you could get two seats together. People would be like sharing appetite. Hey, you should try this.
Yep.
You'd be sharing stuff. It really felt like it felt like home. It was a pretty, for me anyway, it was a singular experience.
That's 100% accurate. I mean, that was Town Talk in a nutshell. We wanted to make it feel like people's living room or their own place.
Yeah.
And Nick and I have always joked around since Town Talk closed that both of us have been chasing that dream, yeah. chasing that feeling again, chasing that lightning in the bottle that was there at Town Talk.
Why is it so hard to catch it?
Well, I mean, for those of you who've been in Town Talk, you know, I think the ambiance in Town Talk is unique as on its own, and the people that were there. I mean, the people that were there: Kim Tong, Tim Niver, Nick, Tommy Bagnow.
And you look at this crowd. I mean, like, if you don't know who these names are that Jesse's talking about, you probably know these restaurants that these people now are running.
Yeah, and I think even like today,
Mr. Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
All Saints. Kim's.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the bar programs and restaurants that are prominent nowadays, I promise you, there is a very thin layer of separation between them and Town Talk Diner.
Jesse Held is with us. You started. Well, you were hoping to open Earl Giles a couple years ago, yeah, would you say? Your location is in Northeast Minneapolis.
Yes, right off of Broadway on Quincy Street, right across the street from Centro.
Yep, and near the Northrop King building. Yep. People know where that is.
Yep. We actually were supposed to open the fall of 2020, and clearly the world got turned upside down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And shaken by the ankles, and that delayed everything for us, obviously. So we made it.
I first encountered your brand, the Earl Giles brand, on a ginger beer. Was that your first?
That was Jeff and I's first splash into retail.
And Jeff is?
Jeff Urkula is Giles of Earl Giles. His middle name, Giles, my middle name, Earl. Put the two together. Bang.
Dan, our producer, was expecting Earl Giles to actually arrive with you.
Well, that would be a miracle.
The way that it was written down on the sheet.
The way I emailed Dan this morning made it seem like Jesse Held and Earl Giles were coming in.
Well, Earl Giles was a real guy. Like, that was Jeff's.
You see?
See?
You've been mocking me all day.
That was Jeff's great-grandfather. His name
It would be remarkable if he arrived in the studio, though.
I mean, it would be. I don't know when the man died, but it would be remarkable.
Yeah. In this building, it might not be that surprising if someone showed up. Jesse Held is with us. Earl Giles has food, has cocktails. I want to ask you sort of where you think we are when it comes to cocktails in the Twin Cities, what you found in the time you've opened, what people are gravitating to as we move into December and get closer to the holidays. I think people think about cocktails.
Sure. You know, since we've been open now for, it's going on, what, 4 months now, solid 4 months, I've noticed that the classic cocktail is still king. People still coming in, ordering martinis, daiquiris, gimlets, Tom Collins, like, still want that. But they are looking for that nuance. And being that we have...
Meaning what?
Meaning, like, okay, you can make a daiquiri, but how can you make it different?
Hmm.
Or how can you elevate that?
Different spirit, different
spirit,
bitters.
Different. And instead of using fresh juice, we'll use a citrate. Instead of using a syrup, we'll use an elixir. Hmm. There's different components now that... We've all grown up now and have all this knowledge of how to make things better or sustainable or lessen the footprint or just making things an overall better product. We're able to do these like nuanced things in a very traditional way to take a daiquiri or to take a Tom Collins and really turn it on its head a little bit and make it not what your grandmother used to drink, you know?
There's a theory out there that when it comes to cocktails, there are really only, what, five or six cocktails, and everything's sort of a riff on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Nick teaches the seven pillars. You know, there's seven pillars of the classic cocktail family, and everything else is a spin-off of those seven pillars. So that's the mindset that we went into when we started developing, you know, everything that we're doing at Earl Giles, is those seven pillars, and then how do you make them nuance?
What's your favorite cocktail?
Of all time?
Sure.
A martini, a classic martini.
Gin?
Gin, always gin. Always gin, Jason.
What vermouth?
I prefer the Noilly, Noilly Pratt. But the Dolin is very good as well. And Pip Hansen and I We did a blind tasting one day. We did 30 gins, blind tasted 30 gins. Picture that in your head for a hot second.
Pip Hansen was the bartender who started Marvel Bar.
That's correct.
Which also was, got really, maybe the most nationally prominent bar we've had here.
Yeah, so we did a gin tasting, blind gin tasting. Someone set it up for us.
Fun.
That was trying to find the perfect gin for the martini.
For the martini.
We both love the martini
right.
so much.
And what was it?
Oddly enough, I picked Tanqueray.
Tanqueray?
Tanqueray. Was my favorite gin for the martini.
All right.
So,
what did Pip pick?
I don't remember what Pip picked. I'm 30 gins later. I don't think I would ever remember.
Much, yes. I like Beefeater, which is also like not a sexy gin at all. But
we did it. We did a blind. Like
it'd be fun to do a blind.
We did a blind test at the distillery with our gin, Beefeater, and Bombay Sapphire, and it is remarkable. How different gins are. Like, you think it's just all these pine cones.
No, it's so different.
It's so different.
Gin is when I think about gin, I think, whoa. Like, the variation from one end of gin to the other is almost infinite.
Yeah.
Some are really floral. Some are really piney.
Yeah.
Some are almost like vodka, where they have not much going on at all.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is interesting. Like, you mentioned Beefeater. Beefeater, next to ours, tasted like Fruit Loops almost.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool.
All right, good stuff. Jesse Held is with us. I want to know what his favorite bar is to go to besides his own.
Ooh.
And we'll talk about what they're up to for the holidays. Some different things that you can do to maybe spruce up your own holiday cocktails for your parties. Stuff they're doing with Earl Giles. DeRussia Eats on a Thursday continues in minutes on CCO. Jesse Held is the owner of Earl Giles. It's a distillery, great cocktails. You make your own spirits.
Yes.
So what are you making?
Right now we're making vodka, gin, and rum.
And then all of those cocktails that come from it.
That's
you have a lot of it is on tap.
Yes.
Been interesting how that has really grown.
I love it.
Is it as good as someone standing there shaking it for?
It is. It like if you were to put a blindfold on, yes, it is as good as someone standing there shaking it or stirring it.
Yeah.
The thing that obviously is missing from that part of the equation is the romance of bartending.
For sure.
You know, like that's why you sit at the bar, to see that and to feel that.
But the trade-off is you get your drink fast.
Consistent, fast, no waste.
Well, and you can hire people, too. I mean, it's difficult to hire, right?
And that, I think, not knowing going into this, like that was part of the equation. Like it had the training, I should say, has been a lot easier because of that thing.
Because it's basically pull the mixer and pull the
lever and add the spirit.
Spirit. Boom.
That's it.
That's it. So you can get also one of the things, the last time I was at Earl Giles, I had a drink without any booze in it.
Yeah, so the draft line was originally set up so people could get a cocktail if they wanted to, or if they didn't want a cocktail, to have the option to have an NA cocktail. So we have the ability to make everything coming off the faucet is a non-alcoholic spirit-free.
I had a tonic.
Yeah.
Just tonic.
It's just tonic.
It was delicious. I love your tonic.
I do, too. I mean, Nick makes it, so I have to. I think in my contract I'm required to say that I love the tonic.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's really good. You have worked at some of the greatest bars in the Twin Cities.
I've been very fortunate. Very fortunate.
You worked, you tell everybody, where have you worked?
Oh my gosh. Marvel Bar, Town Talk Diner, Eat Street Social, Parlor obviously is a baby of mine, Burrow's a baby of mine, Constantine, Manello, PS Steak, I mean.
Pretty great list.
Great list.
Where do you like to drink when you're not at work?
Great question. I was thinking about this the whole break. And I got to say Meteor Bar.
Meteor Bar.
Meteor Bar, my friends over there. Rob,
so good.
So good over there. Rob and Tyler do such great work.
That's in North Minneapolis, off of 94 and Broadway.
Yeah, it's a
and
great
And it's just
bar.
Out of the downtown tax zone. So they can they can charge, $12 for a daiquiri, and it includes the tax.
Yep.
Because they don't have to pay you as the guest don't have to pay the higher tax of being
that's the kind of bar that you know, we were talking about Town Talk Diner earlier. That bar reminds me, the feeling reminds me of that feeling when you walked in there. It's like everybody knows you. You walk in there, you feel important. Like It was just a it's a really cool vibe in there, and I love what they do over
there. It feels like a dive bar.
It does.
There's no pretension, but the cocktails are top notch.
I mean, it's old stand-up Frank's. I mean, I don't know if you're old enough or been around long enough to remember stand-up Frank's, but
I know of it. It was it was before me.
Stand-up Frank's was the kind of bar where you go order a Jack and Coke, and if you say, "Oh, there's too much Jack and any more Coke," they would kick you out.
It's my kind of bar.
Yeah.
Jesse Held runs Earl Giles. Your kids work for you at Earl Giles.
They do. That's the only time I get to see them is when they come to work.
What's that like? I mean, I remember your kids when they were little.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I was very worried going into it. You know, because of that, just that stress of being the owner's daughter.
Yeah.
And they have been so awesome. They're hard workers. You know, they take instruction well. It's been so filling for me to have this thing come full circle and now be able to pass along all this industry knowledge to them. So
as a dad though, to be at the business that you've built after all these years and then to have your kids working there.
It's great. You know, when we first opened the very first day, I was putting on my bartender clothes. I was going to pull a shift behind the bar because I've always wanted to do that. And I had a moment where, a little breakdown moment, where I was getting ready to get behind a bar that I own that has my name on the building.
Yeah.
And my daughters were working there. And that was it was a moment where I was like, that's what it's all about.
So great. Cool. All right, last question before we go. I know people are going to be thinking about cocktails and doing things for the holidays. You guys are going to be selling some holiday packages.
I actually just stocked the shelves yesterday at our gift shop. We have some holiday cola, holiday tonic. I'm going to put a couple recipes together for the holidays for people to follow and be able to impress their friends as they come over for the holiday season.
So people can go find you.
Yes, come into the store. And we have all kinds of products. We have the spirits you can get. Elixirs you can get, syrups you can get, tonics you can get, garnishes even. And, you know, if you're nice enough, I'll make you one right then and there.
Earl Giles Restaurant and Distillery. It's open right now, right?
It is, right. I'm late for my shift, right now.
But you're open lunch through like 10 or 11 at night, depending on the day of the week.
11 to 10, Tuesday through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's 11 to 11.
Nice. 1325 Quincy Street, Northeast. Jesse, congratulations.
Thanks for being with us. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. 4:31. We're running late. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. We've got so many big-time guests today. The new House Minority Leader, Lisa DeMuth, joining us in minutes on Drive Time.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 4:39 here on Drive Time with DeRusha. Hope you're having a nice afternoon. So many great guests today, and I'm excited to have a conversation with a history-making new Minnesota House Minority Leader. Representative Lisa DeMuth is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Representative, thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, Jason. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. As you get ready with Republicans to take on a role in the minority here in Minnesota, what to you is the number one priority? What is the number one Republican priority in the House?
You know, Jason, that is a great question. And the things that we have been hearing from Minnesotans all across the state are prioritizing tax relief and then also public safety and addressing waste and fraud within government. We've had the Feeding Our Future fraud scandal. Those are the top issues that we've heard across the campaign trail and still remain top issues today.
We're talking with Representative Lisa DeMuth, the new House Minority Leader. I mentioned in the introduction that your appointment selection by the House Republicans is history-making. as a woman of color, a black woman leading any caucus. Is that significant to you?
You know, Jason, it is significant to the public, but that's not why I ran for this caucus election. I ran because I saw an opportunity, and I specifically asked my colleagues if they were going to vote for me to lead our caucus, that they would do that because I thought they thought that I would be the best one to lead us over the next 2 years and eventually into the majority.
What?
But knowing that it is significant and it is history making, I'm willing to have the conversation.
Yeah, it's always something that I get a little nervous asking people about, because on the one hand, I think it is, to me, it is significant. It's always significant when you're a first, but I also don't want to sort of downgrade the accomplishment, right? It's not being the first woman and person of color doesn't mean that it's because you are a woman or because you are a person of color.
And that is exactly right. I have the skill set and the ability and the leadership to do the job. And then I happen to be an African-American woman.
Lisa Damith is with us, the newly elected Minnesota House Minority Leader. When you are in the minority, Representative, the Republicans are, I mean, you guys got your butt kicked in the election statewide anyway here in Minnesota. And now Democrats will have control of both the House and the Senate. What is your take on why the Republicans got really underperformed? I don't know if I want to. Is it accurate to say got your butt kicked? I sort of, that's what it felt like.
It felt like that, but I'll let you say those words the way that I looked at it.
The House Minority Leader is not going to say that her party got its butt kicked? Interesting.
I am not going to say that.
That's
but
fair.
Jason, we fully expected to be in the majority in the House. And so the election night was very disappointing. It was different than we anticipated. With that being said, maybe there was some we underestimated some areas. What we were hearing on our campaign trail, as we were at doors, on our polling, we were hearing those things that are important to Minnesotans, the tax relief and the public safety. But yet, there was the abortion issue that did come front and center. Maybe we underestimated the impact that would have. And it is it's an issue that does need to be talked about across the state.
Are Republicans on the wrong side of that issue?
I don't believe that we're on the wrong side of that issue. We are pro-life. We are a pro-life caucus, and we will continue to advocate for life. What I think we need to do, as we've been talking with Minnesotans, most people fall someplace in the middle. You know, maybe people don't support total bans on abortion, but yet when you look at some of the extreme measures that would allow abortion up to the moment of birth, most Minnesotans aren't there either. So we have to take this issue and distill it down and look, where could we meet in the middle on some of it? But that isn't to say that we won't still advocate completely for life. We are still pro-life caucus.
Yeah, I think that's the question, if Republicans can figure out how to talk about it in a way, because I think a lot of us in Minnesota, I mean, look, no one's in favor of abortion. No one wants to get an abortion. No one wants this to be the outcome. It's not good. It's traumatic. It's an end result that nobody wants. That said,
exactly right.
I think people look at it and say, I don't know that this is really what we want our government, after 50 years of something being a right, you know, to say, well, we want to ban it. I don't know. That's not where Minnesotans are either.
Well, I think there's things that we can do when raising kids is hard. I have four kids and, you know, it takes a lot. At one point in my life, Jason, I was also a single mom. So I know that stretch of finances, finding childcare. There are hard things. And there are other things that we can do to support parenting that will help Minnesotans make better decisions. And so abortion wouldn't necessarily have to be that only option.
We know, and we're talking with Representative Lisa Damith, the new House Minority Leader, Republican from Cold Spring. We know that the Democrats have said, and the governor has said, that legalizing marijuana, recreational marijuana, is going to be early on the agenda. Sports gambling might be back in the mix here. Libertarian Republicans are in favor of sports gambling, in favor of legalizing marijuana. Where are you on this? Where is the caucus going to be?
So that's issues that are going to come front and center. And as a caucus, we will have those discussions. The important thing is we need to see what type of language is in the bill that the DFL is going to come to us with on the marijuana legalization. That is completely a complex topic, and we need to consider a lot of items in that, the regulatory framework, the public safety impacts, how do we address impaired driving, where does the tax revenue go? There's a lot more to the discussion that needs to take place. Those are things that we'll talk about as a caucus, though, and then, like I said, look at the bill language.
Are you going to take a little break here over the winter before you guys go back into session, a little bit of a holiday break for you at all?
With this new opportunity to serve my caucus in this way as a House Minority Leader, no. I won't be able to take a break.
No Christmas break for you? Come on.
Why? You know what? I will be able to celebrate the holidays with my family and spend time with them, but I see a lot of cold weather and enjoyable Minnesota time in my future.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Lisa Damuth, I appreciate the time. I know we'll be talking more as we get into the session and into the new year, but congratulations on your election and selection. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Representative Lisa Damuth here on Drive Time with DeRussia on CCO. Just a little clip of our Pink song for the Big Pink concert next summer. How fun is this going to be at Target Field? Pink, along with a number of opening acts as well. 651-461-9226, your chance to win. Angie is in a car. Angie, I'm going to play the clip for you one more time. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here it comes. Can
just
you?
Like
oh, yes, Angie, you did it! You did it, Angie!
Woo!
Woo is right.
I love Pink.
Oh, I'm so glad that you won these tickets. How awesome, man! Just imagine Pink at Target Field next summer. It's going to be outstanding.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you so much. What do I need to do?
Well, you just need to tell me what your favorite show is on WCCO Radio.
Hello, DeRussia Show.
That's right. That's right. All right, stay on the line. Dan will get your information. Angie's going to Target Field to see Pink this coming summer. Going to be great. Tickets on sale as well. You can get them at the Twins website. Summer Carnival coming soon. More tickets tomorrow.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.